Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
This is Louis Quinones, and I'm the acting board chairman for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. The next voice you will hear will be your panel lead, Mr. Michael Johnson. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
You're kind of muffled.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
It's still a little muffled. I can't really make out what you're saying.
Okay. Is that any better, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to be to the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Would you please state your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
My name is Nehemiah Chavis, and my ADC number is 292-519.
Okay, Mr. Chavis, I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today, although you cannot see us. You have the Honorable David Neal. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, who's acting as the...
I'm going to have to stop for a second. I just made a mistake here. I'm sorry. If you hit me, Val, can you get it back?
No.
You don't have any questions, so you just give
Good morning. Thank you for calling the GEO Group with Arizona State Prison Complex in Kingman. This is Samuel Dershikal.
Yes, this is Lee. You can notice again with the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I recognize you just patched us in, and I made an error here and inadvertently hung up the call.
Oh, okay. I'll go ahead and check for you again.
I'm so sorry. Thank you.
No, it's okay. I apologize. One second, please.
Sorry, we lost our call there. Are you still there?
Yes, he is. Give me one moment.
Okay, I apologize so much. I had a little technical mishap. Thank you.
Oh, no, that's fine. Here he is. Thank you.
All right. Sir?
Hello?
Okay, sorry about that disconnection. We'll continue the hearing. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Mr. Chavis?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable David Neal. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, who's acting as our board chair today. You have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And, sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as the parole office, is Mr. Turner. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advise you of this board's hearing today. Did you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
I didn't read a form, no, sir.
Okay, there was a form that you signed that actually you signed.
Oh, yes, sir.
On May 17th, and that form advised you of this board hearing today. It also advised you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf, or that you had the right to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I be representing myself.
Okay, thank you, sir. At this time, I want to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether you violated the terms and conditions of your supervision. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Yes, sir.
We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false.
Okay.
The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on or about March 9, 2018, that your whereabouts are unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
It's partly true, but I got out on April 9th.
Okay, you're right. It's April 9th, 2018. Yes, sir. So is that true or false?
Yes, sir. And could I state the reason what had happened?
Now, you will get that opportunity when we go into phase two of your hearing, sir.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so based on the admission of Mr. Chavez, I move to find that it was illegal, that he did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision, that he may have lapsed, or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Was that seconded by Mr. Neal?
Yes.
Seconded by Mr. Neal. Agreed. Mr. Quinones. Agreed. Mr. Woodhouse.
Yes.
Sir, we're going to go into...
Hello?
Yes, sir. We're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make the determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you, sir, and then we'll give you the opportunity to provide any information that you'd like to provide to the board at that time, okay?
Yes, sir. Every now and then, I'm having a hard time understanding what's being said, but I'm trying to make it up.
All right. Now, I'm going to repeat it for you, sir. We're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. And after that, then I'll go over some information with you, and then we'll give you the opportunity to provide any information that you'd like to provide to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
Were you able to understand it?
Yes, sir. I understand.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Turner.
Mr. Chavis was released from ADC custody on 4-9-2018 and arrested on 4-27-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 4-27-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 11-23-2018 with 18 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, commitment B, count 1, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2015, commitment C, count 1, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2016, commitment D, count 1, criminal trespassing, first degree, 1 year, 9 months. Prior convictions, 2013, drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC. He has a CUIR score of 2-1. Mental health score is 2, substance abuse score is 2. No STG information is noted. Prior term to supervision. 2014, TIS release, absconded 7 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 2000, simple assault and battery in Louisiana. Domestic violence, unknown of the result, the outcome. 2004, burglary, Louisiana, guilty, other sanctions. 2008, dangerous drug violation, Louisiana, felony conviction, probation. Has a GV score of G3, V3.
Okay, so when you were released, you were supposed to report to Rewind Assistance located at 2546 West Underwood Avenue in Phoenix, but you never did go there and you failed to report to that location after you were released from prison. Why didn't you go there, sir?
I caught the Greyhound bus back to Phoenix, Arizona, and I got there late. And I did, when I got there, I figured when the parole office was closed, I figured it was like my options were limited, and I called Reborn Assistant, and I talked to them about it. They said all they could do is let me come in, and then we'll get in touch with the parole officer. I also went to Alhambra myself, like a week later, and I tried to turn myself in, but they told me that you don't have, they said that I didn't have a warrant, so they couldn't take me. So I know I absconded before, but this time it really was just out of my hands, and I didn't know what to do at that point. I kind of figured that my fate was sealed, that I was coming back to prison. So I just kind of just left it up to like nature to take its course or whatever. And I mean, I did try to turn myself into Alhambra, but it didn't work. So.
So what did you do during that week? You said that you went to Alhambra a week later. So when you talked to him at Reborn, how come you just didn't go in there and let him call your parole officer?
Well, I also went to a place called Community Bridges, and then I was trying to figure out a way that whenever I did talk to the parole officer, maybe some things could change. But I know once I didn't get there and report that day, I kind of already knew that, but it's just because a warrant wasn't out yet, that one, it probably was just in the process of being issued. I didn't know if it was any kind of way to even reverse it. So that's when I just kind of just went to, I just said, well, I just went to Alhambra and I talked to them and tried to turn myself in, but they refused to take me. They pretty much kicked me off the property and was like, no, you don't have a warrant. So I kind of was just like, I honestly didn't really know what to do at that point other than to just wait and just let it run its course. I'm just glad that I wasn't out there running for a long time. I didn't even want to run. That's why I just kind of stayed in that area. They picked me up in the same area right there by the Hamburg. So whenever they did pick me up, I just was, you know, I figured, it was what it was.
Why did you contact the PO? What were you doing when Phoenix PD contacted you?
Doing to receive the police contact?
Well, yes. When Phoenix Police Department picked you up on the warrant, what were you doing?
I was at a place of business. Whenever they came, I think they just knew. Maybe they had a picture of me or something. I didn't catch any charge, no new charges. They just got me for the warrant and took me to Alhambra.
So were you doing any drugs or anything while you were out there, sir?
Honestly, sir, after the absconding thing, after I didn't report, I did. I really did. It wasn't something that I had planned, but it did happen because I felt like, you know, at that point, like my hands were tied. I couldn't believe that I had got there late. I had plans to do everything that I had to do, but that wasn't even something that I wanted to do, but because that's why I ended up going to Alhambra. I really wanted them to, I wanted to deal with this and get it out the way. But it just didn't work out like that.
But you didn't go to Alhambra until a week after you had been out on the streets.
Sir?
You went to Alhambra a week after you had been out on the streets. Why didn't you make an effort to contact your PO, sir? Especially when you found out there wasn't a warrant out for you yet.
Yeah, I know I should have. And when I did, when I was going to contact, I wanted to get some things. I don't know. I was just trying to figure out a solution, like, to how maybe I could avoid going back to prison. And then I got to the point where I just kind of figured, well, I guess it is no solution. It's no way to avoid it. But I did try to go through some resources, like, and I asked them, I was like, is there any kind of way you can help me with this? Because I've never really been in a situation where I didn't mean to abscond, but I know I didn't report that same day, and I just knew that was a problem. And I didn't find any kind of solution for it. And it ended with my arrest for the warrant.
So, Mr. Chavis, you said you called the halfway house. And when you called,
yes, sir.
When you called the halfway house, sir, they told you that the only thing they could do is have you come in and they would contact your PO. I mean, that was the answer. Why didn't you go in there and let them contact your PO?
I guess at that moment, I'm guilty of just making the wrong decision. When I spoke to the guy, I said, because I sent the money to go there, and I asked him, well, is my money still good? The fact that I sent you a deposit, would I still be accepted as a resident there? He said, well, he couldn't really determine it over the phone, and I told him I hadn't reported to my parole officer. He told me, well, he couldn't determine anything over the phone at that moment, so he told me what I could do is I could come over there, and, you know, I guess we could talk about it or work it out or whatever. But I asked him, I said, well, what about the parole situation? He couldn't really give me an answer on that. He said, all we could do is contact the parole officer. And honestly, sir, I got to be honest. Part of me wanted to turn myself in, and I guess part of me was just like, I don't want to go back to prison. So I guess I just was hesitant on it all at the same time. And that's all I could. That's the only answer I could give.
Okay, Mr. Chavis. Let me see if the board has any additional questions for you, sir. Seeing no additional questions coming from the board, Mr. Chavis, the board is going to go into discussion as we come up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, sir, without repeating yourself?
Could you repeat it, sir? I couldn't understand.
Is there anything else you'd like to know? We're coming up on the conclusion of your hearing, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself?
I would really like a chance. This time, I really planned on doing the right thing. It's just the circumstances.
Okay. Mr. Chavis, the board's going to go into discussion, so while the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. However, sir, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, the board's now into the discussion. It appears that Mr. Chavis, as he said, he caught the Greyhound, he was late getting in, and he called the halfway house to let him know that he was late at Reborn. And they told him to come in and they would contact his PO. Mr. Chavis made a decision that he was a little bit afraid that he didn't want to go in there. If for some reason he didn't go in there and make contact with him, although he says he did send his money in there to actually stay, that he was out on the street for about 7 days and then he went over to Alhambra to turn himself in, and there still hadn't been a warrant issued for him from his PO. I think Mr. Chavis is telling the truth, but I think he said he just made a bad decision and he decided he would want to go back to prison. He stayed out there on the street, thought about it for a while, and tried to turn himself in. And he stayed out there for 18 days until he was apprehended by the police department. Now, in 2013, Mr. Chavis was in absconding for 7 days. So I'm certainly sure that he knows that from that time that he was absconding, the importance of contacting his PO and staying in contact with his PO. So he'll be released on November 23rd of this year. I think it would be best for Mr. Chavis just to go ahead and complete his time. When he gets out, he won't be on any parole or community supervision, and he'll be able to be free, and hopefully he'll be living a productive life and not in any more trouble with law enforcement. That's my opinion at this time, but I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, therefore I'm going to make a motion to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Chavis, find that he was delinquent, violated the term condition of the supervision, and had lapses about the last of the criminal ways of company, as he was an absconder for 18 days and he had relapsed and started back to using drugs.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Gonzalez. Agreed, Mr. Neal. Mr. Chavis?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on November 23rd of this year, sir. At the time that you release, you won't be on any parole or community supervision, so you'll be able to move about freely. And hopefully, sir, you will, from that point on, be a productive citizen and not have any more negative contacts with law enforcement. Mr. Chavis, I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you.